wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, it's a slow night so far as you drive around the lover's lanes. Sure enough, you see a car that's kind of rocking a little bit, so for the hell of it, you get your tail light out, walk up, shine a light in the window. There's a young couple embracing in there. You rap on the window. What the hell's going on in there, son? He looks startled. Nothing, officer. You say nothing? In that case, you get out and hold the light for me. Get out of here before I run you in now. Just then a car blows by at a high rate of speed. So you fall in behind it, you hit the light siren, it pulls over, you come out. You go lumbering up to the window. Here's the guy sitting there in his turban. Say, I need your license and registration, please. But all he does is look up at you. You walk around, you look at the license tags, and you see he's a damn tickler man. Doesn't even speak the lingo. I want your license. So you got immunity, huh? Get out of the car, and you yank the door open, get him out. So you're immune, are you? Well, let me see just how immune you are. You immune to that? Oh, that seemed to split your lip a little bit, didn't it, Dan? Let me try a little bit. You immune to these? Ah, looks like that put a bullet hole in your leg, didn't it, Dan? That put a little hole in you? Well, let me rearrange your face for you a little bit. Are you immune to short jab delivered to the jaw, back and forth, your head reeling back? You know, I'm telling you what, that bullet hole is bleeding, and your face is bleeding. I'd say you got a broken nose. So you get out of that car and you tell me you got immunity? Let me see something here. You got a hard head? Let me get a running start here. I'm telling you, your scalp is bleeding. I'd say you don't have immunity.